the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Hood Campaign. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Art, who plays Showtech.
Evening, everybody.
Cody, who plays Primal.
Heyo.
Mike, who plays Admiral Rabies.
Yarr!
And last but not least, Rob, who plays Storm Surge.
Howdy.
Did not forget anybody's name. That's twice in a row. I'm on a fucking roll. Let's go!
What about actually, our character names?
Actually, three times in a row.
Fuck.
I know. Admiral Rabies is Admiral.
Mine's easy because
Hugo is Prime. Primal is Hugo. Showtech, I have not a fucking clue.
Actually, you got Rabies wrong.
It's not Admiral.
Rabies is his name. Admiral is his title.
His name is his name. Like, he's just Rabies.
Rabies is Rabies.
Yes. But anyway, so question of the day today comes from Mike. Did you forget it already?
We talked about it just 3 seconds ago.
I was at a... Yeah, the question I got is, if your character could live anywhere else, where would it be? And I had a very stupid answer for Rabies because it fits with his...
Is it Trash Lantis?
No, but that's a good one. The great
Texas Garbage Patch?
The Pacific Garbage Patch.
No, Atlantic Garbage Patch.
That's called England, and no, he wouldn't want to live there.
Pacific is west.
Yes. The Pacific.
I thought it was in the Atlantic.
No.
It was in the Pacific.
Okay.
The Atlantic Garbage Patch is also referred to as Great Britain.
Okay.
But no, the stupid answer I had would be some of it will. No, the answer for Rabies would be, the stupid answer is Somalia, because he heard there's pirates over there.
Real answer
would probably be the Trash Atlantis. Thank you, Rob. The Garbage Patch, because he'd be able to find so much stuff there. But really, he doesn't want to live in a country. He wants to be free.
The Garbage Patch. There, I'm gonna give you a lore bit right here. There are people living there.
Yes.
I'm not saying we have to go there, but that could be a fun session. Like,
maybe after Rabies gets his submarine.
The fuck.
You gave me blueprints.
It would take forever to build it, though.
I don't care.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go next.
Hugo, hit me.
Hugo would... If he could get an actual visa and live somewhere, he would probably live back in Germany.
Okay. Why?
Because in Germany, he likes to have a westernized culture, but he also likes to see the history of the world as well.
All right, Western culture and historically significant.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me, Serge.
Serge, he's quite patriotic, and he would still probably live in the U.S., but Hawaii specifically, because that's where he actually grew up.
Where does is that where his family still is?
No.
Family's not there.
But he grew up in Hawaii, and he wouldn't mind returning back to the surf.
Okay.
You should go surfing sometime.
I know what's going on with his dad. Is his mom in the picture still or no?
No.
Mom's gone?
Yep.
Like, gone, or just left?
Gone. The surge was rough.
Any siblings?
I'll have to double check the history.
Does
I don't remember off the top of my
head. I don't either.
Does Sparky count?
Squall?
Yeah.
Not really. You only had him just recently.
Correct. And it's from his patron, which is...
He's still not sure what that is.
He believes he does.
And he thinks it's a kraken?
Yeah, some sort of large leviathan kraken.
Undersea thing. Like he was trying to talk to the sea serpent and it wasn't having it.
But due to the new D&D updates...
I was going to do a thing on that after this.
Well, I was going to mention, I currently am lacking a couple of the critical skills I used to have, like swimming, breathing underwater, casting underwater.
Yeah.
Speaking underwater.
Yeah.
Can we reflavor me to have those still?
Water breathing.
I guess we can. You'll select water breathing is a ritual. You have it prepared. You can cast it every day.
Okay, but.
Well, we can look at that. That's a, you can get an item for that. Cloak of Manta Ray.
Gives you
all the abilities you have. And unless it's not that powerful an ability, sure. You can have a Cloak of Manta Ray. But anyway, well, as Rob said, we have switched over to the 5.24 stuff as much as we can. Most people switched their, I think, half of them kept their subclass, half didn't. Everyone kept the same base class, though.
I guess I get away scot-free.
Excuse me?
No, I was just saying because we already brought it up. Showtek, you're still going to have to take your turn.
Excuse me, I am not a warlock anymore.
Oh, you're right. Rob went from being a warlock to a wizard.
We finally have somebody with intelligence.
Correct. Not a bad thing. Now you have the charisma, wisdom, intelligence pillars. And then a strength for a beatdown.
Yes, you were smarter than I was. But...
anyway, so, Showtek, what is your answer?
I'm going to probably go with Bermuda.
Okay. Why?
Offshore banking.
That'll do it.
The Caymans.
Caymans, yeah. Yeah, somewhere around in that.
Legally ambiguous banking location.
Switzerland,
here.
Maybe.
The Swiss banks are not known for that. They had so many breaches in the late aughts. No one will bank with them anymore that they're... Because they gave away records. They finally did it. They finally cracked. And no one... Their economy took a fucking... got domed. Seriously. Banking was like 30% of their economy. And now it's like one. Because no one trusts them. So now it's all the Caymans.
Yep.
Yeah, but who's to say they're, you know, in this world, it's different.
It probably is. But in real life, that was just like a thing I know about.
There you go.
Anyway, so as I said, we did the big switchover. It didn't really like to go anything over. I guess I can go through one by one with what changed. It's not a lot. Minus Rob. Rob is now a wizard, an evoker wizard.
Ravy's nothing lost a skill.
Yeah, that's about it.
bastard.
He lost acrobatics. Everyone's sad. Hold on. All right, we're good. Hugo went from being a beast barb to being a wild heart barb. Mm-hmm. He's already playing it. His flavor will be the same. Except he won't have the actual shapeshift change. It'll just be like an elephant of it.
An elephant of it.
I swear to God. and then Art is still a rogue swashbuckler. So.
Yep.
Just changed his feet. So I think he's got since the two on this at the end of his legs. He picked up defensive duelist and mage slayer.
Yep, mage slayer is the big one.
And also, we figured out that he doubled up one of his powers, so he's now got an absolute ass kicking for one of his powers. Anyway,
I have alert.
Yeah, you got the alert feet. Which is going to be nice if you get into a fight. If and when we get into a fight. So, we will... there's going to be a 1 month time jump. Which means I need to go right to figure out when the fuck time I had it. And then I can...
But, before we do that, last time, we were sailing back from Texas.
Correct. I know you guys made it back. That was the thing.
Yes.
You made it back and you had to argue with Monty over the price of the sea server.
Right. That was.
I was getting there, man. Like,
I was trying to do a recap for you. No, fine. I'll shut up.
You're right. We should do the recap. Sorry. Mike, what was the recap?
No, I'm done. You told me to shut up. I'm done.
I was still explaining something, but it's fine. Please give the recap because I have notes here. But
we were sailing back from Texas with all of our loot from. Big jacket or short jacket.
The trafficker.
The trafficker, yeah.
Who escaped?
Who escaped, yes.
Barely.
That's true, it was barely.
I should have put heat metal on him, but. Yeah. It's been a question, though. Nanites, are they metal or are they not? Because you've said in the past they're not.
It is all on what they're simulating. I think is what I decided on. If it's like an armor, if it's a light or medium armor, it would be considered not. If it's simulating heavy or an exosuit, it's considered metal. That's how I'm flavoring it, because it's whatever the exterior takes on.
Mm-hmm. In any case, we were on a ship. We got attacked. We fought back against a kraken. Somebody got eaten.
Sea serpent, not a kraken.
Big ass ocean monster.
It didn't have tentacles though. It had ice blasts.
Big ass ocean monster. 8 surge.
Try really.
Probably why he's not a warlock anymore.
Oh my god! Is it a flavor thing? Did he change? Did he fucking change his ways? But that would be so funny. He's like, nah, fuck this. It did not get me out of the dumpster fire that was that. I couldn't dim door out.
We didn't have access at that point to, what is it, Crail's rupture, which would have escaped him immediately.
If it failed to save.
No, he'd be out. It just wouldn't take the damage.
No way, it's an auto escape.
For the spell level?
It's third level, right? Also, freedom of movement would have got you out for free. Yep. Which was available to you, but you didn't have this prepared.
I might have.
And anyway, so you again, make their way back to Texas to New Florida just fine. And then there's some horse trading with Monty about how much he thinks that Sea Serpent's worth and how much you guys think the Sea Serpent is worth. So let's roll some dice. I'll give you an opportunity. What would you like to say to try and boost the price? And then he's going to say you're full of shit. So, but like I said, is there anything Showtag specifically going to say that to get more money out of the sea serpent? It's 100 foot long. It's a big fucker. Like,
does Showtag have any blackmail?
Not on Monty. Not on Monty. He has no dick. Here's the thing. He knows something about everybody. Monty's a black hole. Where the shit he sends out on the internet comes back like, nah, boss, or just doesn't come back.
Would I think that it's good for eating? You know, would it make a good food supply?
Yes. For you, anything is.
But I'm just saying, I know that certain fish are bad to eat because they are
poisonous.
Well.
Or high in mercury, or,
because they eat other fish, because they, predators aren't exactly good food.
Well, sharks are also not good eating because they actually have uric acid.
Mm-hmm.
They're full of pee.
Yes.
Would you like me to roll nature?
Hence why
roll nature. Since now I have it at +10.
Hence why Icelandic people, cure the crap out of sharks.
Okay, so 4 on the die, total 14.
You know that the Atlanteans, who are a people that you know exist now, do talk about sea serpents, but you wouldn't know particularly why. But you could Google it. It would be, yes, exactly.
I can get you in the right direction.
Exactly. You're enough to tip him and give him something to shoot for. Because just Googling sea serpent bodies is not going to get you the answer you're looking for.
That's going
to
get you all sorts of wrong answers.
13 plus 8 for a 21.
Dark web. You know that preserved sea serpent meat goes for a premium. And it's used in spell components.
Ah, there we go.
It's also a delicacy, but it's incredibly expensive, and mostly because it's not for the serpent to be big enough not to just get eaten after it dies. It's rare.
Okay.
I kind of want to try some.
Also, the teeth are all worth money because they're naturally magical.
Oh yeah.
Did we take a couple of the teeth?
No, I Primal wanted to rip one out.
You didn't, but you didn't roll for it.
You have, or at that point, had a warlock that is very familiar with these things.
Yeah.
Do you want me to roll Arcana?
Yeah, roll Arcana for it.
I'm much better at now.
So am I. I got a plus six, and I'm not even
proficient. I rolled 2d12 to see how many teeth you could get.
24?
19
on the
die.
23?
Flip it.
32? No. Take the opposite numbers.
The other end of the bell curve, sir. Oh.
Three. More than minimum.
Three.
Fun.
I rolled 2d12. I was like, that seems fair, you know? They're good size. One's like the length of like a great sword. One's the length of a short sword. So they're good. You'd need someone to craft them to actually be those things. But you can write them down. You have a short sword and a great sword worth of sea serpent teeth. They do an extra d6 of hold, naturally.
Wasn't it three?
Yes, you're right. And then one of them that's long sword sized. So kind of like thick, you know, 1, 2, 3 of the sword sizes.
It was the same row.
Yeah. The other side is absolutely obliterated. Like, it bit down so hard it actually shattered its own teeth. And you're trying to piece it together.
I'm picturing, like, shark teeth. You got the big one in the front, the medium one in the middle, the small one in the back, in the same
robot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you thought, you know, maybe you could try and, you know, like, basically break the jaw. And it just went horribly, horribly wrong and shattered, like, most of the teeth.
Thanks, Hugo.
I never did that.
You're the only one strong enough to try it.
Yeah, and I would pull instead of breaking it jaw.
I rolled to see how many you could get. Yeah. I rolled three.
Take the new roll.
No. But beyond that, you'll know that there's a cultural thing in Iceland. Or with stories about sea serpents. So that's a potential place you could sell them as well. However, getting it there would be a bitch.
My ship would not cut it.
Not on the high seas.
But it would be great for bait. Maybe we could take out a bigger one?
Yes, yeah, a bigger one.
Could you take out a bigger one? No. No, you couldn't. You barely took that one out.
Yeah.
You had a Tomahawk missile and you thought about using not a Tomahawk, but you had
the disruptor.
A Hellfire, yeah, missile.
You had the Sonic Disruptor too.
We still have that one.
You were required to give that in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would have ended so poorly.
It would have broke the boat.
Ecological and then
you'd be, no, and then you would be no, you would have broke the boat, you would have died, and then you would have been in the freezing water with a thing that didn't get hurt by it, and then it would have killed you. That's what would have. That is the sequence of events that would have gone down if you tried it. I did roll to see what would have happened.
We will. We will bring all of this up.
All right. So I will not get to add the d12. I was gonna add. I'll only add a d6 now. Roll.
Persuasion, right?
Yep.
I'm sure.
Oof.
Yeah.
Hey, can we get inspiration?
Hold on. You have reliable talent, sir.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Because you get it earlier.
A seven.
Yep.
Seven, though? Same time as you get a fucking evasion.
Maybe six. Nine. It's some. He has a nine.
It's fucking early, yeah. It's early.
It's now. Nine because it was
so, a little. So, reliable talent makes it.
A ten.
Minimum of a ten.
So, eight. Persuasion, 18. So, total? It'd be 18 total.
So, I roll. Oh, no, it is seven, by the way, for reliable talent.
Okay,
it's similar as evasion. You're right. So I rolled a 15. Plus a 4 for 9, for 19. Plus 14. he looks at it and he says, "That's fantastic. I appreciate the information where I should sell it. How about this? I have the means to get it to those places. I'll offer you 30% or whatever I can eventually sell it for."
Sure.
I'm not gonna see how he does against the fucking against the Norwegians. And you want him to roll well now. That's a net one.
Silvery barbs. Reroll it.
That'll work.
Because we want him to roll good.
Three.
God damn it.
It's so still 24. Yeah, I mean, no, he's a rogue. No, you're fine.
That's
you wouldn't bother with the one, so it's 10, 24, 31. He'll end up getting... How big it is. Cultural significance. He'll probably get a half mil for it.
Just because... You can't say we're broke.
So you guys get 30%... Oh, you guys 30% of 250? Oh, sorry. 30% of a half mil... It's 150 grand, so 30
I also couldn't have used silver barb.
Yeah, let's say it's 120 grand, so it's easy, 30 grand a piece.
Okay.
Right, that's what I was looking up, was how much money I previously had.
30 grand a piece divided by 20, right?
Yeah, for gold pieces, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
1500.
Yes.
1500 gold, yeah.
He sold it to. I can get another crew member. I don't have anyone in mind, but I've had enough to worry about with these three.
I'm not being on your crew. You threaten me with fire on a regular basis.
He wasn't you're the wrong race.
Yeah, you're not furry enough.
Right, now, how much gold? In
1500.
1500. 1500. Three zeros or two zeros?
Two zeros.
1500.
Okay. That's what I
clarified. Alright. Perfect. So, there's like I said, there's a month time skip where you guys kind of are left to your own devices to establish yourselves either as, you know, the hoods that you want to be, or let's say you want to establish a crew, or you want to find romance, or whatever your character's looking for in New Florida.
Oh, yeah. Somebody has a secretary.
I have now. A secretary now.
Yeah. She's great. She's ace. And you needed a new apartment.
Yes, we did. I thought we did that.
We did. We figured out you needed one, and we said we'd take care of it later. You found a new apartment. It's slightly less nice for you, but it has a whole living space for her. And you're like, worth it. Yeah, she's like a human calculator type person, right? I think in my notes I have she's like a genius. She's a human supercomputer, Darlene. Darlene Johnson.
Yep. Somebody write down how much we actually got in cash in terms of turning everything else in.
I have a grand total of 67,500.
Yeah, I don't think you spent any of your gold.
No, I don't spend much.
Yeah, because the miscellaneous stuff that I had was...
I actually have prices here.
Okay.
It was... There's no way I gave that price in cheap. That must be dollars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I give it to you in cheap? There's no way. It's way too expensive.
You gave it to us in dollars, and we had to do the math ourselves.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it was 50... You guys kept the plasma rifle. I believe that was Shotex carrying that, right? Which you did not write on your sheet. Shotex?
Oh, yeah, you need here to update that.
Plasma rifle. It's the 48 fire.
Yep.
It's a Dex 14 to reload it, though. Because it's so hot. That if you had sold it, it'd be 50 grand. The sonic instructor he gave you 20. He gave you 25 grand for.
Yeah.
And then he gave you 30 grand for the gravity. I know you guys kept the gravity gauntlet.
Oh, did somebody took that?
Yeah, someone's wearing the gravity gauntlet. You kept it. It would have been 30 grand.
Blueprints for the mind control item.
The 75 grand for that. You guys sold the sword, the force sword for 60 grand. Oh, never mind. Sorry, I already gave you a price for that. Yeah, they're 37.5 for the arsenal.
37.5, yeah.
Yep. Oh no, the total value was 37,500 for everything that you guys sold. That was 37.5 in gold. Mm-hmm. So whatever that ends up.
Oh, in gold. So okay.
I was like,
that was a grand total. No, I thought
each.
It was each. Yeah.
Yeah.
And divide that down.
I'll calculate it.
Nope. I had already applied it. I think we all did, but
mm-hmm. I did not. That's
1875 in gold.
And then another 15 for the...
Yeah, plus 15. So it's 3375, so what your gold total should be if you sent everything before. Regardless, so you guys got your money. You got you have a month. What do you, I'm gonna go one by one. What do you do? What is your goal for that month? Does anyone have anything? I think yours is the easiest.
Yes.
Let's do yours first.
Probably the quickest. I have three awakenings that I need to find my subject for.
Easy enough to do.
Yeah.
Literally it's Florida. You can just fucking hop on the mainland and find all the people you're looking for. You find, who are they and what's their quirk? Not like magical quirk, but like what's their, are they just like the animals that are
animals walking, that talking animals? Awaken, and with any luck, they're going to start getting class levels, but.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get them in combat, so I'm not going to worry about it.
But the idea is I have a class in mind for each of them, so.
Okay. And who are they?
We have a crow that I'm that is going by the name Icarus.
Okay.
He's levels in rogue, but you know, he's learning from Showtech. Just following and watching him.
Off the background.
Yep.
Suddenly I'm seeing a crow carrying around a popcorn bucket.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
Animal crew, and you're saying, so you got a crow named what?
Icarus.
Okay. Next,
A cat, a white tomcat by the name of Benny.
Okay.
And he's more of the bard type.
Okay.
And the last one is a wanted to say brown bear, but that's probably pretty rare
and big.
And big. So.
Black bear.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Black bear's about the size of a person.
Yeah, we'll go with that. And his name is Button, and he's more interested in learning the barbarian style. He has some
anger issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. He makes friends with Hugo.
What else do you have going on? Is there anything else?
More just keeping them happy, making sure that they're.
Do you want to make the trek out to the Trash Island, or do you want to save that for main campaign? I mean, for actual like story bits, because I have a thing.
We
fun
can
thing
do planned. That. Do that for story.
All right. So is there anything else you do want to do for that, or is it just getting them acclimated?
Finding them, getting them acclimated, keeping them happy, because
your boat's feeling very cramped. Would you like to spend some of that money to buy a bigger boat?
Yeah. How much would that?
It's like a fishing trawler right now, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not going to be too much.
Well, because you sell the fishing trawler and you buy a bigger boat, right?
Yeah.
You could probably find like a defunct.
Let's see, 50 grand.
Tug.
You could get about 50 grand for the fishing.
So, and if for like a tug, it'd be about big enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you wanted to still be, honestly, he could find like a shitty cargo ship.
He could go for an older
cargo ship.
He could go older cargo ship or older decommissioned.
Yeah,
navy ship.
If you were looking for something, no. you just couldn't do it. You couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
You can't. Even now, you can't buy those.
Mm-hmm.
The only ones that are found, the ones that are salvaged. And then they fix them up, and they're like, "We have it." And then the government can still say, "I want it back."
Mm-hmm.
If it's and they have to pay you. But
mm-hmm.
Hey, you can find an old beat up cargo ship, not like a full like, ocean liner, but a full cargo ship, probably like half the length of what we use now, which is still fucking massive.
Yeah.
You could probably get it for 100 grand, 75 grand maybe. Math.
Yes.
Dang it, 75 grand.
I got it. 75 divided by
37.50. 37.5. Be most of your cash.
I don't have enough left.
Oh, wait, for after paying for the.
After paying for the awakening.
I have a deal for you.
Oh, God.
Uh oh.
Oh, we'll just roll into mine then.
He says, I need an office on that boat.
Okay. And I figured I'd set up a corporation.
A satellite network?
Yeah. Well, so.
Shell Corp?
Yeah. So.
And is that the address?
Oh, no, I figured I could.
PO Box or something.
Yeah. But that way I actually can, you know, then say that I've invested in a ship and.
You don't have to launder the money you're making. It's all legal.
Yeah. So?
Look, old habits, look, old habits die hard.
Yeah, old habits are really die hard.
So he's willing to help front the money you need.
Okay.
So how much do you need? All of it?
How much do you have?
I have 1740.
So he needs 20. He needs 2010.
1740. Yeah. So 2010. Yes. Done.
Oh, did you take into account selling your old boat?
No.
That was worth 50, so that's 2,500 gold. That was 250 gold.
Mm-hmm. Which I will use to survive off of.
Yep.
Because I have now 4 people to feed.
Yeah, but you're also now you can take shit to and from the mainland, and that will be how you make your money to survive.
And occasionally the extra packages... that we don't discuss.
Correct. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay. Alrighty. I like where that one went. There's some flavor there. So, Shotek, besides helping Rabies buy a boat, what'd you do? And getting your new apartment.
Getting the new apartment, setting up the...
Oh, getting her therapy?
Yeah, that too.
Lots of therapy?
I probably... Bring in
Are you gonna fly in a mental specialist, not a cape, but like
I could do that.
You could fly in like a legitimate mind mage. They exist. They're rare and hated, but you're in New Florida.
There's probably one on New Florida.
They're what's a good number to D12?
6.
Nah, dog. Not there, but there is one up in there's one over in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
So you could have him go pick them up or just fly him out.
Yeah.
It would be like it's probably 10 grand all told for the modifications needed. So 500 gold.
Okay.
And essentially that they will not destroy what happened to her, because that would be a psyche, that would fuck her to psyche. What they'll do is they'll mute it, and then give her some happy, and then amplify happy memories she has to offset. It's not a, let's see how good a job they do before I say that. Let's try that again. This is a professional, damn it. Okay. First campaign, Blaster would call her a hack. She's pretty okay. She got a total of 20, so she didn't do any damage on the way out. She's gonna still have a couple night terrors occasionally, but she's fully functional during the day, and she no longer flinches whenever she sees a man. That's pretty much all she could do. But she did her best, and and honestly, she almost feels bad enough not to. No, she's still charging you full price. I was gonna say. new apartment for him and his secretary. Got her. Oh, and she does set a trigger in place if she's ever like losing her mind, for you to be able to essentially put her to sleep.
Okay.
She offers that at free of charge due to the issues that she's been having. There's something else wrong there. You have a command to put her to sleep, and it'll last until you tell her to wake. And it'll last either an hour or until you tell her to wake up.
Okay.
Just in case she ever like tries to pull a knife on you for some fucking reason, you know, just in case she loses her mind. Sleep. Gotta go sleep. Do a perfect job.
Alright.
Anything else? I've got a shell corp.
Shell corp.
What is the boat's name? You knew it was coming.
Yeah. But it's bad luck to rename a ship. So, what was the boat's name?
Yeah. He just Uno reverse card that one.
He's not wrong, though.
No, he's not.
You don't change the name of a ship unless you absolutely need to.
Mm-hmm. Please hold.
All right, Google.
Legal reasons.
Yeah, I got for me. I can come up with something if you want.
Give me 3 seconds. I'm almost there. I found a boat name generator. This is not a joke.
Ship face.
It's the blue water.
All right.
I don't love that.
Mm. Aquatherapy?
Look, it's secondhand. It doesn't have to be loved.
Nah, that's a shit name. Hold on.
What? Cargo? So did you do cargo vessel name?
I just did boat name.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
Give me 3 seconds.
Gypsy.
Ow!
These dad jokes, man.
Get used to it.
I got it. Wet dream. Because it's your dream.
For those of us at home, it is a facepalm mic.
Let's go with
fantasy.
There's a name in the shit. Never mind. I'm not reading that.
I want to know.
There was a ship in the Halo novel called This End Up.
The arrow's pointing the wrong way.
Oh, the USS Insufficient.
Wouldn't be USS.
You know, USS, that's for Navy.
Just US Insufficient. Because it is
the
US.
The Insufficient.
It's Insufficient.
Just insufficient. It's love it. That fits.
I did not find that. I just randomly... I found something like tangentially similar, and I'm like, that's way better. Okay. So, you have the Insufficient. Primal, what did you do? You have a month. You have your van? Or no, you have your car? You have your box truck fully kitted out?
Mm-hmm. He's gonna spend a little time trying to connect with people.
Find like-minded people, or...
Just
like not be just connected to these assholes. Find like people outside of
just
these
more,
guys.
Just more connections in general. On top of the fact he would take a few odd jobs on the mainland, probably defending a
surge or something like that.
Yeah.
So would he go to like a power gym?
He wouldn't be opposed to it, but he's more. For exercises, he probably does more of it like a natural exercise.
With how strong you are, there are no natural exercises. That's why you need a power gym. That's okay. What I'm saying. You have a 24 strength.
Mm-hmm.
You are quite literally too strong for the things that other people are using. So, you basically have to go to a power gym where they have like gravity enhanced weights and stuff like that. So while you're there, you find a guy at the power gym who he's not lifting as much as you, but he's utterly savage in how he goes about things.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a similar primal vibe to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look, you're like 70% sure he's spent time in the sandbox.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way he reacts to things.
Yeah.
Do you approach him, or do you wait for him to approach you?
He would approach. Well, actually, what's visible? Are there any visible tattoos?
Tattoos all over, both arms, all the way fully tatted out. He's got anything that would
show mercenary or military.
PMC.
Okay, so he would go up, and they would start. He would start talking about his time and
you'll find out that he spent a bunch of time in what remains of Iran,
mm-hmm.
Which essentially after the surge went totally to shit. it's almost converted back into Persia with the other nations nearby. In fact, they are pushing for that right now. That's actually like an in-universe thing I had established that was going to come up later.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, and you'll find out that he is a lupine shifter. Not lupine. He shifts into a panther.
Okay.
Like a hybrid panther.
Okay.
And he was specialized as a stealth operative. And his name is Murphy. A black cat named Murphy.
Yeah, I got.
Mm-hmm. But with that talk, he's probably gonna go out, hang out, have more beers with the person and stuff like that. Yeah.
Pretty chill dude. Only thing is, man, he you spent time as a crown.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Going for money.
Yeah.
After leaving the Sudan and getting fucked over.
Mm-hmm.
His group never came home. Mm-hmm. They all got wiped out. He's the sole survivor, so he has survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Versus you who got fucked over, his whole team doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And is including his boss, the people who are paying them, like, he went from being paid $500,000 a year to nothing.
Yeah.
Because his group fucking didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
He was out scouting the next target. You'll find out. So, he's got trust issues. And he's terrified. He doesn't connect easy.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Well, with that, Primal would probably try to bring him out towards to defend against certain Sturges.
Yeah, he would join you just to have
mm-hmm.
come out, and he comes out loaded with a kit.
Mm-hmm.
A kit that makes you a little jealous that you don't carry it anymore. You know what I mean? Like, tactical energy rifle, the whole nine yards, and he's just a sniper. Like, just... And then he gets up close, and he flashes claws that are 4 inches, you know, kind of Wolverine style.
Yeah.
And just fucking tears through people. So, yeah, Murphy's Murphy's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
He'll outrun you.
Of course.
But you outlift him.
I outfly him.
Yeah. No. No.
He's that fast on the ground. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's that fast. Sniper, scout, collider. Okay, Serge, what did you do in that month period? I'm tempted to make it 2 months, to be honest, but
he already got an engine for his aircraft. He's actually trying to build.
So correct.
He's actually going to be looking for other parts to scavenge.
Okay,
and he will be trying to employ Primal's help with the assembly.
Okay,
because I kind of lack the muscle to actually move it.
That's entirely true. But you don't have the frame yet, though.
I only have the engine so far.
Okay. So you need a frame. That actually would tie into where I want to go next. So you don't... Yeah, you're going to look for a frame and have no luck. Until right at the end of the downtime.
I do have other things.
What else are you looking for?
Check in on patrons. And so, see if there's any...
Yeah, you contact your patron. And... You get a weird static?
No, that's different.
And first, like, and then the voice clicks in free and clear, but it's a different tone for like the first couple seconds, and you're like, that's very weird. And it says, you've slain one of my children.
It wouldn't yield. It had
a I'm sorry, one of my servants would be better. It wouldn't be his child. What are you going to offer me for the removal of my servant? How about I could extend your tenure for another 5 years?
Yeah, like, currently, this is me thinking out loud. I believe my contract's up in a year currently.
Uh-huh. He's saying he's going to add another 5, unless you can think of something else to offer.
Is there, another thorn I could remove instead?
You know, there is. It's on a different ocean, but it's still mine.
Oh, let me guess. Pacific?
Correct.
All right.
And he sends you an image of a 5-foot-tall, scrawny-looking
human. You're not sure.
Dark black skin. I'm talking like night black.
Haitian.
No, like from the heart of the Congo. Yeah, like very dark skin, but almost like made out of glass. Like made out of he's made out of obsidian, is what you'll figure out. This is your target. I need him removed.
All right, somewhere in the Pacific Ocean and dark skin. Any other details?
Oh, he's on the that they call Trashlantis.
It's stuck.
Thank you, Borderlands.
Is that for me?
Yep.
But roll me a insight. Yeah, insight.
17 on the die.
What's your bonus?
17 on the die.
Oh my.
You get a strange sensation of almost like you're talking to multiple people at once.
Okay.
Like it's two people talking with the same exact voice.
Like, but there's a voice filter.
That, or it could literally be two different people talking, because it's the tonality. It's the, it's their cadence. It's the way they talk, not the words they speak.
Okay.
Same exact vocabulary, or
like Alien X, Ben 10.
Multiple voices speaking at the same time.
Yes.
Well, the best example I could say is if two people are talking through the same voice changer, like one after another.
And then they're overlapping.
No,
like, we're both speaking, you know, you're speaking your lines, I'm speaking my lines, into the same voice changer.
Correct.
You have a different intonation on certain words than I do. We have different patterns of speech.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you'll get from that. And you can roll me an Arcana now.
I am proficient in this. 10 on the die plus a 15.
More than proficient.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, I'm expertise.
With a 13, with a 23, what you've been told by your patron so far doesn't line up with that. Which means he's been lying to you in some way, shape, or form. In a significant way. You're not sure how. But, you know, you felt your power shifting, right? Like, you know, in-universe, your power shifted. Like, you had a month and, like, your whole fucking power set changed. So you went from powerless to weather control, you know, well, powerless to you know what, to weather control to still weather control, but now you've kind of got lost that water ability to more of, like, a shocking disposition, shall we say. And it's almost like it's playing with you.
Wonderful. At least I only have a year left to deal with this. Less than a year.
I want to say you only had like 6 months left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you should get everything back, supposedly.
I burned out of the previous power set.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And you know it.
I know. But from my character's disposition, when the contract ends, he might go back to being burnt out.
That's possible. You don't know. Well, then again, there's also healers for that kind of thing now that are more well-established. So if you are interested in getting that old ability back, you could do that. But anyway, so he gives you this guy's image on Trashlantis. I need him removed.
And I can also then search Trashlantis for more parts.
Quite possibly, yes. But beyond that, it's very displeased, and he gives shit talks to you for a couple minutes, and then cuts the connection. What else do you do?
That's about it. Because
let's assume it's at the end of your tenure, of the month.
Gotcha. He might actually strike out and strike up a better relationship with a fellow military man.
Oh, actual contact.
So it's you, and so it would be you, Murphy, and him doing.
Yeah.
So you're a fucking terror now. Like, you show up on a battlefield and they just put fucking walls up around you as long as you can see through the fucking the slits.
You get the riot by the shields.
Way, I took Wall of Force.
It's not as good now, but it's still good.
Oh,
it's good.
I didn't read the changes, but
it's minor. Actually, it doesn't. Sacred Flame doesn't go through it anymore.
It's a good thing I don't have Sacred Flame. Toll of the Dead.
Yeah, but it doesn't either. It blocks spells. It actually specifically says all spells. You can't cast through it. But no, you would cast it like around yourself, and then you cast above it, and you go down. But anyway,
or somebody else casts it around me because I'm controlling a thunderstorm.
But you get what I'm saying. Yeah. Essentially, they set up walls around you, and then just leave leave one or two guys to guard you, and then you just fucking rain pain as everyone else. Since you're an artillery battery.
Mm-hmm. I'm the arcane battery now.
Yeah. So yeah, I like it.
Granted, Shotek's not around. You actually will get to see who Serge is without the suit on.
Mm-hmm.
He's, as you found out during the intro, he's actually Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
Not native, but. He grew up there.
Yep.
So you're haole, but you're not haole.
It's one of those things.
You're not indigenous, but you're native. There's a difference.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you got that. You kind of got that permanent tone, a permanent tan tone.
Yep.
Ish.
Unless you don't. So you guys are gonna get a contract from Monty. To go to Trashlantis. There is someone the Nautilus has been looking for there. Who you guys won't... It describes it as a short man made of obsidian. He is currently in charge of Trashlantis. He's been using his lava control ability to essentially fuse it into a solid piece versus being disparate pieces of plastic. He's basically trying to copy New Florida. But using just raw heat to do it. And it is working! Except it's less modular, so if it breaks, it's fucked. But.
Quick question. For my patron, is it kill, just remove, just annoy?
Make him no longer a problem. He wants him dead. But then you're asked by Monty to retrieve this person for him. It's a... Yeah, he goes by the name Blackjaw. He has taken over Trashlantis and claimed it as his own supremacy. A lot of people there are not happy about it, and I want him taken down. I want him captured. I'd like to be able to interrogate him, figure out what happened. I know it's a bit of a trip. Either I can pay, either you know I can reduce your fee and find you a teleporter, or you can find your own way there. It's your choice. Obviously, you won't be able to get a plane. It's a fucking trash island, not like our good trash island.
Suddenly, you have a shipment.
I was just gonna say, you got a ship and crew now.
Yeah, you do know he'd have to go around down to fucking Panama.
Yeah.
Mm. And then up and around. It's not close.
It's only a week.
And then a week back, and then up and into the fucking ocean. It's a minimum of 2 months worth of trip. Like, a month there, a month back. I just did the math. Another 2 weeks. Then 2 weeks back.
Please edit the belch out.
I don't think I'll be able to.
I'll go back.
No, just keep going.
No, go back.
Currently, yeah, no.
Because with currents, it'd be less one way than more the other. That's about 2 months. Boats suck. That's what people forget. Boats are slow as shit.
Yeah, but the weather's going to be very obedient. And which is good.
Let's say more like 6 weeks. 6 to 7 weeks, then.
And there should be less sea creatures interfering with my task.
Correct. But yeah, about 7 weeks is what he'll say. He says, If you can capture him, 50 grand ahead. Each for 200 grand total. So whoever survives, split 200 grand.
Plus fuel costs.
It's electric.
Well, that's true.
I keep forgetting. Did you forget to set up your solar panels? He looks at you, Rabies. Rabies, did you let the solar guy I sent out to help you on the boat?
I'm gonna have to talk.
I sent a guy.
And then did you install the lightning rod that connects to the battery?
Who was the guard?
Yeah, we'll go talk with Butt and see if he didn't eat the guy.
No, I had dinner with him like 2 days ago. I know he's alive. Did you let him install the panels?
I think so. I have to go check.
Let me call him. Hold on. Hey Ben, did Rabies let you install the panels? He's like, yes. Here, a fucking bear tried to eat me, but I hit him with a shock baton and then installed it. I knew we wanted it done. Okay, he says, you owe me dinner. He's like, yeah, I know. Thanks, Ben. But click. He says, ask Button about getting shock batoned. But yes, the panels are installed.
Okay.
They're three hyper efficient ones that are on top of the cabin. They're massive, but they power the whole boat. And there's also a lightning rod attached to the battery because they know you have a friend.
And I have Paul Lightning as well.
Yeah. That'll charge the battery. He says, he says, you might even be able to get it done in 6 weeks because you want it to stop. He says, I've got you paperwork to get through the canal.
Cool.
You guys should be good to go.
All right.
I'll take care of your living situation. Hugo, you can Primal, you can park your van in the Nautilus lot. We'll take care of it. And he looks over at
You gonna carry it over?
Honestly, you can just put it on the boat. Cargo ship. You can just put it on the boat too, and you have an apartment on the boat.
Until it goes over the side.
Would you like to risk your house?
On second thought, no. I don't trust this one.
Shouldn't trust me. Okay, so you guys and everyone else, your stuff is taken care of. Essentially, they're going to have someone live at your place, which is go in, take your mail and shit like that.
House sitting.
Yes, someone's gonna house sit for you guys, so nothing untoward happens.
You already have a secretary.
Yeah, but they'll send food to her like, or they'll give you a stipend because you're on mission kind of thing. And yeah, you guys get on the boat and you just start trucking to retrieve Black from trash. And I've explained supremacies before, right?
Yep.
Anyone need a refresher? Mostly yes. Cody. Oh, I don't know. So a supremacy is when a particularly powerful super has decided that they're going to take over a country and say, I'm the ruler and you can't stop me. Some of them become legitimate nations. You know, like, for example, someone took over South Africa. A powerful super. I can't think of the name right now. But they basically legitimized the government with themselves at the top. But they have a fully elected cabinet below them. And it's the most peaceful it's ever been. You know, same thing with Zimbabwe. Someone did the same thing. They actually fixed the economy in both of those places. Because this one super with more brains than most governments did it. Now, if they go down, does it fuck the whole government? Yeah. But it's really stable right now, which is kind of what they needed after the surge. So, you guys are on a boat. You are trucking. You're on a boat that's big enough. Not much fucks with you. And in fact, there's only going to be two random encounter rolls the whole trip.
Don't like that.
It's high or good. It's high or low good for you. Hold on. Is high or low an encounter?
Well, my usual go-to is 7, which is apparently high. So.
I'm rolling d20s for this.
Shit. I guess we go low. 7 is in a low.
Low is encounters. That's what I'm hearing. 6 and a 1. Woohoo! Okay. So you guys are, it's smooth sailing. You make it down like just outside Panama. Like you've been going for a week, and you can see the lock. You can see the boats lined up, and you guys line up, and you know that it's gonna be. You do the math. You're like, it's probably a day. It's probably at least a week to get through because how many boats are there, and you just kind of sit. It's just how it is. That's how the lock system works. You guys wait, and you go to bed.
I'm gonna look to Showtek. Hey, you need some extra food. Now is a good time to stock.
I'm good with canned stuff. I don't know about you guys.
I'm gonna go to Serge and be like, and ask him, do you want something from the mainland before we spend a month at sea?
It'd be good not to just have fish.
I will go pick up some jerky and canned meats.
We have rations.
Also, yeah. It's a fucking big-ass fridge. You got meat. You forget. They're mostly animals.
Yeah.
Without exaggeration, Buttons has tried to wrestle you 3 or 4 times. You go.
First time I'm a part of a cast and large on Buttons.
Okay, let's go.
It's almost an even fight, except for Buttons' strength is only 15.
Yeah, but he's bigger now.
Yeah, but he's treated as large because of his strength power set.
And is not Buttons large?
Medium.
Really?
Black bears are medium. So,
we have okay, instead I cast Reduce on Primal.
That's funny.
There's the
character. Anyway, so that night comes, and you guys are still, you know, floating. And what is your watch system?
I only require 4 hours of sleep, along with Showtek.
I'm sure we'll have, what, you guys need, what, 4 hours? So we'll have us on during that time, and if you guys cover the other...
Well,
no, with two elves, you just have them take each half.
Yeah, and then you move on. We have the other two of us at least split part of it, so it's not just one person on watch.
And then we also got additional crew to look at watch as well.
Yeah, but their perceptions might not be as good as our perceptions.
Fair,
but...
So we'll have Showtek and Primal on one watch, and Surge and Rabies on the other.
Okay.
That way we have...
Who's first watch, who's second?
Devil's Sight and Dark Vision versus Dark Visions. So
I can give you Devil's Sight when...
Well, that's what it lasts, so 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
You just keep cycling it. So, who is first watch, who is second? That's what I'm asking.
They're first, we're second.
So, if 1 through 4, 5 through 8. Okay. It's about, what, midnight-ish? So, assuming they started at 9 o'clock. About midnight, I need perception checks from Hugo and Showtek.
And which crew members are on watch?
Hugo, you're at disadvantage.
He has dark vision.
Dark vision? Oh, you're right. Yeah, devil sight. Never mind. You're flat then.
I don't think it mattered.
No, it did.
Well, that's problematic. We'll say the cat is awake, too, but...
No, because it...
Oh, yeah. Minimum of 10.
Yes.
14.
Hey, that's if you're proficient, so...
I'm proficient.
One would hope...
I'm actually expertise in...
That's good.
So that makes it a 20.
Okay.
Total.
When you roll 10, it's a 20.
Let me roll up a thing. Do-do-do-do-do.
I got robbed of a 19. It was a 19 and 9 together. I got 9.
Did you roll you only had to roll one die.
I did.
Okay.
And it was like it was like this.
This and then it rolled over.
Went to a 9.
Okay.
So you're going to you two thing. There we go. You're going to... the only person who's going to hear anything is Showtech. You hear the slap of metal on the side of the boat.
Borders.
Okay.
I'm going to...
You don't know what it
is. You don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything.
He heard it. You didn't.
I'm going to try a power check. And see if I can detect any tech on him.
See if there's any new Wi-Fi...
any tech.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's got a cell phone on him. Surprise, motherfucker!
No, I'm thinking, you know...
What's a good number to D12 for you?
Are
they magic or tech pirates that I'm rolling for?
I'm going to say 8.
I was one off from what my guess of the number was.
No, you don't have to detect any tech at all. Like, at all.
Okay.
Not even a fucking walkie-talkie. You know what I mean? Not a watch.
They're low tech.
So I will call him and tell him that I think we're being boarded.
I will go towards the location.
Mm-hmm. So it will be initiative. Those of you who are asleep, you will roll with disadvantage initiative. That's how that works. You're treated as a surprise.
How big is this cargo ship? How many feet?
I think we figured out average cargo ship's like 300 feet.
Okay,
so it's 150 feet.
I'm just judging by because depending on where they're at, it depends on how many turns it'll take for.
It's right in the center.
Okay.
I only roll one. What am I doing?
They didn't scout out and see that his boat's fucking empty. They're gonna get up and be really mad.
Especially when they see the bear. And then there's Button.
I know. I'm not happy about it either. Where's the bear in the bags?
They are a really good guard dog.
Guard bear?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to roll initiative for this guy. Holy shit. I might not go last.
I rolled with disadvantage, but I may be better than most of them. Which means I skip my turn.
I burned this.
No. That's not how surprise works anymore. Oh, you don't know what's happening.
Except that, what did you roll total?
I got a 5 plus 4 is 9.
Do you trade?
Would you like to trade? Would you like to go on 18 instead?
Say yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You go on 18.
What's your high?
19.
I also have a 19.
My bonus is 0. No.
18. I'm sorry.
I got the thing. Fuck yeah.
So I'll be second. You'll be third. Okay. You're also on 18.
A 14 and a 10. I want to take the lower one.
So 17 and a 4. And one rolls off to the left.
Did you have anyone else as well, or
Just one for you? Just one.
There's three of them. They're going on the same initiative. Okay. Cresting the side of the boat are three men decked out in tribal garb. They slip over the top and immediately see you guys. Look around, see nothing on the boat. There's a single freezer unit at the end of the boat. Because I assume you have a full chest, a full walk-in freezer.
Yeah.
And they're like, it has to be something valuable. So they move towards it, and they see Showtech. You're standing and looking at them. Because you didn't say you were stealthing.
Nope.
And all three of them raise their hands and blast you.
Okay.
With... which you'll recognize as Guiding Bolt. I don't remember if you're vulnerable to Radiant or not.
Nope. Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure you are.
That's not healthy.
the rolls are bad though. I got a 17. I got a 16, an 18, and a 23.
18 and a 23. Go ahead.
All right. They don't know how tough they are.
I'm sorry. 18 is gonna miss because I forgot I get plus one to my armor from the suit.
It gives you a resistance.
The light gives you an.
It lets you add your power and dex. Oh, and that's treating you as studded leather, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no.
Because I adopted it to 19.
Your power is 5, and then dex
proficiency went up. No.
I wouldn't change shit. No, dude, your armor class is wrong.
Yeah.
Because it should be power plus dex. No, you didn't get one of those.
No.
So you have studded leather on, which is 17. Would you... Yeah.
Why wouldn't you... Right, because...
Oh, no, you have a light tactical. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, I don't think this... that came off...
No. He has 18 armor class? That's a light tactical. That's correct. That is the right armor class.
Okay.
So I did hit you. Okay. Okay. Let's roll 46 twice.
A defensive duelist, does that apply?
Melee only. I did think about that.
You can still use your reaction half the damage.
That's 10 radiant in the first one.
Okay.
Would you like to take half?
Yeah, I'll take half.
Or are you going to take half in the second one, which is definitely a better roll than that.
I'll probably take that. Yeah, I'll take that. So I end up with 10 20. Is 20.
Yeah. And the second one, it's dramatically better. This is 15, so 30.
So I'll take 15.
Correct. And then, one of them is going to surge up, one is going to surge up to you, and the other two are going to run for the end where the freezer is. So you are now in melee with a person who pulls out a club. You could generously call it a mace, but there's black energy crackling on the end of it. Next. I was one. Who's two? I think it's you.
Yep.
In the darkness. Yeah.
So I think I will go ahead and do the slip into shadows.
Uh-huh.
Get behind him.
That's scary.
Yep.
And then I'm going to hit him with the new one.
You're at disadvantage.
No.
But you're at advantage because you use your slip to advantage.
Right.
You feel an aura of terror wash over you.
Should it make a save for that?
No. This is straight out of the book. This is not even anything bullshit I'm making up. In fact, he hits so much harder with his mace than he does with the radiant bolt. But that was a closing thing.
Do I hit with a 20?
Yes.
It's still going to be plus 9, right?
Eight.
With the...
8.
Plus 8?
It's a tech attack.
Oh, yep.
But yes, with the 20 you hit.
So I rolled a 14, plus 8 is 22, but yes.
Yep. This guy's about to have a really bad day. Really bad.
Wrong ship.
Really bad.
The wrong ship.
I don't know. 3, 4, 5, 6.
6d12 plus 4.
Sneak attack?
No.
No.
No, you're not sneaky.
No, because you're disadvantaged.
He had advantage though.
But he also had disadvantage. If you ever have disadvantage, it negates sneak attack.
I thought if as long as you have advantage in the list, it gives it to you.
And then you read lower, it says, unless you ever have disadvantage. That's why you can't sneak attack at long range.
I'm not sneaking attacking at long range.
He said it's why you can't.
Oh.
Well, the sharpshooter removes the disadvantage.
It negates the disadvantage, but you still have it. It's a whole thing.
Okay. Forty.
6 plus 4 is 50. Lightning.
Zap.
I don't hit that hard
You're
no more.
You're sure.
Huh?
You're sure. It's not 51.
Unfortunately,
he is living on a prayer.
Yeah, no.
He just saw. He just
He's
saw.
He's regretting all of his life choices.
In
teeth chattering.
In some language, in some native, in some
native language,
in some Latin American language, he barks out to his brothers who turn, and you are now their only target. Only the singular target. It doesn't matter who else shows up.
He wasn't vulnerable to lightning?
No.
I gotta ask.
No, you were right to ask. He is vulnerable to something, ain't that?
By the way, I looked up long sharpshooter attacks at long range does not impose this advantage, so you never have it in the first place.
Right.
Let's look at it. I'm not sure you can't. But
no, this is the 24 rules.
I'm gonna take this guy and I'm going to do a wing shot.
Yeah, I needed him next to him.
I mean, you do 2d8 plus 10 in melee, right?
I do 2d12.
Either that or I need a pair.
I need 2d10 plus 10 melee, but...
Okay, so you're wing shotting, though?
Yes.
Feather shot? Okay, roll the hit.
2d8. Time to hit.
28
to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
My extra 5 against range attack didn't matter here.
And then.
Did you do one? Okay.
I did do one.
He's down.
Okay.
That was a range attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have another attack?
Yeah.
21. To hit?
That's not
gonna miss.
That's not gonna hit.
Really?
Because they have. He just said that they have a.
You have a warding.
They have a warding versus ranged.
They're magical. That's the thing that people put. Why would you not?
Busted.
He busted. You're
crazy.
That was 3. 4.
Do I hear noise? Am I actually...
One of them messaged you, I assume.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure I...
Yeah. I'm going to say Shotek did it because he could text with his brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able
to use... The alarms on your phones went off extra
power.
Loud because I...
Am I allowed to use a bonus action spell-like effect, Armor of Agathys?
Yeah.
And a power set spell-like effect calling in the same
turn? Yes. They don't use spell slots.
Okay. I will activate the Armor of Agathys.
Okay.
And take a look around.
Roll me an athletics to get to where you need to see them.
Acrobatics?
It's more like how fast can you run?
I fly.
Okay, acrobatics is fine then. Because dog fight's not a skill.
That's a 15.
That was the DC? Yeah. You can get to a window that's open. So you can pop out and see them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are two of them within 5 feet of each other?
No.
You said they ran together.
But they ran out like... They're not dumb. They know rockets exist.
Yeah. All right. What's then 30-foot diameter?
Width? Average cargo boat?
Because I got a... 30-foot cold ball I can drop.
Hold on.
They hit 2, and I'm assuming it's considered evocation.
So, I told you you're getting a half-size one, right? That was the talk? So it's 200 meters... Hold on. It's 200 meters in length. So let's say 200 yards by... And I'll give you the full and width. So, by 60 yards. So 180 feet. Yeah, you're fine.
I have the...
It's a big fucking boat.
I have sculpt spells.
You can not hit the boat with it, yeah.
Cool. Because I can either hit one target for 5d10 or two targets for 4d12.
balances out.
But now I gotta find a little more D12, because I was not initially planning this, because I thought, I was under the understanding that they're closer together. I would like some con saves from both of them.
It's a cool monster. Let's see if it has a shit con save. Oh, no. Okay.
Immunity to cold. Fuck.
No. Resistance to cold.
How does that work out? They're in the middle of...
They also swim naked in the water.
Fair.
At night, when it's cold as balls. I rolled dog shit on my save, though. 10. That's my high. 10 and 11.
You need 18.
I didn't think I made it.
19 cold damage for both of them.
So 9. Okay. Anything else? You got Squall?
Yep. Squall will take a pot shot, too. Because he came with me. I'm just still trying to reread your... how you wrote it down on this paper.
That's help. You want the ball or the, do you want the...
I don't think... Oh, no, he doesn't have the ball. Ball's tiny. But he's going to go Titan form.
Okay.
So he does increase damage on the follow-up turn. So he won't attack.
Yep, yep, he goes big.
I believe the damage says proficiency D6s.
Mm-hmm.
But both Squall and I are flying off the side of the boat currently.
Oh, you know, you're flying above the top.
Yeah.
Above the boat. Okay. All right.
Well, you said I went out the window, so.
That's the only way you could get there in time. That's me. Rabies.
Yes.
Your crew has been told not to fucking engage, correct?
Yes.
I don't want to accidentally... I don't want to kill your new friends, but they would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the bear might. They've
been told not to engage. All right. So, I'm assuming I'm awake.
Yes, you're awakened by an incredibly loud noise from the phone that your friend told you not to fucking put, not to fucking lose track of.
Yeah.
And then you heard a huge ice shatter.
Yeah, okay.
As the temperature drops, there's a large pool.
So let's climb up to a window, whatever, take a look, see what's going on.
You see a dead person with a big-ass black spike, black feather through his back. And then you with a big ass char mark right near where he got hit, and then you see two like tribal garbed pirates, who have turned and are putting out their hands like the hand of God toward Shotek.
Okay, how close am I to them? Would you say
100 feet?
All right. Well, let's get out there, and we'll get our 45 feet closer.
Okay.
I have a climb speed too, so.
I was not worried about it because I knew you hit. I knew you did.
Yep. Yep. They are how close together?
30 feet apart.
30 feet apart. Where's my area of effect here? Sorry.
A 20-foot radius would hit him. A 15 wouldn't.
A 5-foot definitely would not.
No. No, it would not.
Wither and Bloom. Come on. 10-foot. Nope.
On the druid list, the only thing you'll find with a big enough range is Cone of Cold. You don't have access to that.
I do.
Fifth level spell, right?
Yep.
I don't have it, but...
It would be big enough to hit them both.
20-foot radius?
20-foot would be big enough, yeah.
15 will fit, too. Because that's what I did.
Oh, fuck. I have Cloud Kill.
I don't think that's going to affect the boat, so I think you're good.
Yeah. And it's poison damage, so...
It ignores resistance. Boo.
Yeah. Con saves.
I don't think they made it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they didn't make it.
That's a hot 2 and a 4. All
right. Unless they have plus 12 to their con save.
They don't. Is that plus 4? They're like an 18 con. I found the same thing.
I will.
Okay.
I will also yell out, so get the fuck off of my boat.
Which is... Oh, it's the biggest one.
Yeah, no. Fucking this is the one.
Oh, okay. So, it'd be 100 meters long and...
It's 190 meters in length and 100 meters width. I'm going to say width.
100, he gets 100 yards.
Or...
100 yards and 100 feet. 100 yards by 100 feet.
Yeah, so it's...
Here, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. 100 yards by 100 feet, yeah. You can write that down so you know how big your boat is.
You yeah, it's a Handy Max cargo ships is what...
I was looking at the big fucker.
Yeah, no, that's... But, you know, the 190 meters is what typically will could go into most ports.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will yell, get the fuck off my boat, and hit them for 22 poison damage.
I will take all of that. Okay.
Oh, and I can move it.
Yes.
Fog lasts for the duration or until strong wind disperses it, ending the spell. The area is heavily obscured. Each creature in the sphere makes con save.
Oh, great. I can't see.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Creature must also make a save when the sphere moves into its space and when it enters the sphere or ends its turn there.
This is butts. I know how this is going to go.
Save only once per turn. Sphere moves 10 feet away from you at the start of each of your turn.
Art, I need you to. I need Showtech to make me a wisdom saving throw. I know how this is going to go. They don't.
Wisdom? Really?
Would you like to choose to succeed on avoiding whole person?
Yes.
So the other just doesn't just fucking kill you? Because that's what was going to happen.
Yep.
It's going to walk up and bash you twice with its mace. The last one. No, not that die. Fuck that die.
Oh, there's only the one left now?
Yes.
Two. One went whole person.
Person, and
I... was going to try and...
Got it.
Beat him like a redheaded step-trap.
Try.
Dice?
You got one hit.
Swear to God. Alright.
No hits today.
No! The dice told me to go fuck myself. The D8's are radiant.
Ew.
That's just mean. That's a lot nicer.
How far away is
my dice? Do be hating on me today. 8 bludgeoning and 6 radiant, so 20 total.
Ouch.
Double the radiant.
I did.
Yes, he did.
20 total.
20 total.
So take 10. Because it'll take half. Use your reaction to take half.
Yeah.
It's been a while since you played the character. I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Is it not a reaction to substitute the save?
Oh, is it? I don't actually know.
You got your... True, you're right.
I don't know.
It's the
new Mage Slayer. Hold on.
New Mage Slayer.
I'm just asking a question because it would make sense that
No. You can cause yourself to succeed. It's just a fucking thing. It's once per short rest. But still, that's kind of a baller ability.
Alright.
Like,
so...
by the way, no. Fuck. Because he was going to walk up and just dome you twice.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to be so good. I should have just hit you twice. I should have just swung twice two more times. And then he's going to chitter something in a language you don't understand. Does anyone here speak, like, Aztec?
No.
I think that's Spanish, but.
Roll me insight at disadvantage.
Let's double check. Yes, I chose Spanish. Insight.
And bloody is at half, right?
Hmm?
Half hit points is bloody?
Yes.
Dwarves is Spanish, I'm guessing?
Yes.
I
actually pick Dwarvish.
I think we all have Dwarvish.
My total was 13.
German? Oh, so
isn't Dwarvish German or German?
You said Dwarvish is Spanish.
Right. Dwarvish is Spanish. Yeah. Elvish is French. Yes.
So disadvantage if we speak Spanish.
Yes. Elvish is French.
Elvish
I don't
French,
know what
they're
saying.
Oh.
I rolled a 12.
Insight a 13 total.
We'll make it.
Insight.
Mm-hmm.
If I speak Spanish, I do speak
with disadvantage, but
oh, at disadvantage.
Oh, never mind. That's even less.
Yeah, that's not gonna help. Insight.
I don't really want
yeah.
So we don't figure it out.
Correct. That's what's going to happen. Okay.
So probably something along the lines of, oh, we're screwed.
They apparently don't speak English because I yelled at them to get the fuck off my boat.
Correct. They don't speak English.
I also dropped a fifth level spell on their asses.
Oh,
no, Dwarvish is just Spanish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I need the 8 bag. Because I now have a new one, but I'm not going to take everyone's bag.
Okay.
Something else is going to arrive.
Oh.
Great.
Ouch.
Okay.
Giant is German.
Ah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Okay. Minotaur is Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just because I didn't want to go manually modify it. I realized we should be better to manually modify it for our sake. But anyway, you can show them later. It's not a big deal. That was on my one, correct? Yeah. So I'm going to have this other thing go now because it enters the initiative immediately. For lack of a better term, coaddle flies up over the...
Oh, God. Okay.
No, you're not.
That's a coaddle.
Some version.
It's a winged serpent. Correct. From... Yes.
Mesoamerica?
Mesoamerica,
yeah. Yeah. I'm going to use the thing I found or an actual coaddleus. They don't have a coaddle in D&D.
Used to.
I know. I love that stat block. I'm not using the old stat block, though. It's bonus hit would be fucking 1,000 compared to what you guys are doing. It's a celestial of some variety, but I don't know. Maybe if we have flying.
Yeah, none of them have. Oh, Sylvian would have been.
Sorry. FLY. I don't. Oh, it's just spelled fucking differently? That's really dumb. And it's kind of ass, so I'm not going to use that. I'm going to use the other one.
What is it, the CR2?
No, that's a coadless. This is a coaddle, but this is not the one I want to use. Because this would not help them in their fight. So I'll use the one I found, because it's much more fun anyway. You're the one who cast the poison cloud, correct?
Yep.
Okay. I have 2 attacks on you as it comes over and it's gonna lash you with its tail twice.
Cool. I'm going to use my reaction to do spiky shield.
I don't know what that does.
4d8 piercing.
Yeah, that's gonna suck for him. Well, her. But. I got a 17 and a 25.
25 will hit.
Okay. And roll your 48.
What did they hit me?
Okay, and
that was a good roll.
Does not add power to it, no. So 22 piercing.
I can't fucking count. I found it. I spelled it slightly different.
Yes. Did either of those guys end their turn inside?
No, they did not.
Okay.
And they actually went like, one went close to him, and one went circled around.
Had to ask. Were they stupid?
They're not stupid. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're not super intelligent, but they're wise. Is it wisdom that they're based on? I think they are.
I'm getting hit, though.
No, they're charisma-based, actually. Yeah, so I got that one, and then those ones. What is your...
Somebody's still standing next to
me. I'm doing necrotic damage.
No.
Okay. Some piercings are necrotic. Okay. I'm just telling you.
Okay. Neither of that matters.
There are vulnerabilities in this party, unlike every other party, any party, so I actually have to state it.
Yep.
19 plus 5, so 24 points. And then it hisses something at them.
Would druidic help me?
Would animal...
Yes, actually. And it says, "Flee, brothers. Return to the nest. The young... We can find food somewhere else."
Huh. How much food do you need?
Shoot her back. It says, hisses, halt! And
everybody stand down. Stand down. Negotiations.
I just see a thunderstorm start rolling in.
She hisses out and has that halt, and they fucking stop. They literally mid swing. Like, weapon down.
We both kind of have the same thing. Like, exactly. Wait!
And she says,
parlay?
You speak my tongue?
Or something close enough?
No, it's perfect. Like, it's essentially the animal equivalent of, I'm a really smart animal and I speak a special tongue because of it. That is what I'm treating that kind of druidic as, because I think it's kind of neat.
We both kind of took shots at each other and then went, wait, we understand each other. Hold on.
As you watch, she whirls and she shrinks down to be about the same size as you. Still winged, still cool, badass looking. And says, we have a nest of 10 young who need meat to survive.
Well, we definitely have meat.
And our hunting grounds have been co-opted.
Co-opted? By who?
Yeah.
Right, you can.
This is a conversation.
He won't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You also have speak with animals.
I have animal speak.
You just didn't cast it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, well. We have a large supply of meat. We can share some of it. We can gather more. Your hunting grounds, is it nearby or is it far away?
She points a tail out towards like just north of, just south of the canal, and there's my temple is there, and the people who have moved in around it have turned it into a tourist destination until the monsters attacked. Now they're trying to use it as a hiding place, but this is my home. And they've killed many of our young.
All right. I'm not the one to do the talking, but hey.
I can't.
Yes, but you speak Druidic, which negates a hell of a lot of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
If you start like sending texts with with an AR to him, he can give you advantage by helping you.
Yeah. Well, I understand the need for having one's home, having one's food. I will see what we can spare for now, and I will ask my companions if there is anything we can do to help you with your hunting ground.
That would be greatly appreciated. If we could take half a manling's worth of meat, would be enough to feed us for at least a few weeks.
Okay.
About 100 pounds.
We'll need to do some more fishing or gather some more supplies when we go through the locks, and he'll do the logistics of it, and yeah, we can.
Yeah, you brought like almost a ton of meat just in case. You've got plenty.
Okay, so I'll give her double what she asked for.
Her a cow carcass that is frozen in the.
Yeah, it's like the remains of a quarter cow. Here you go.
Exactly.
And she goes big again and wraps it with her tail, and she says, "Can I heal the one who's dying?"
Yes. And she don't want to cause any more trouble. Whips and I'm out. Like canceling the
the
second
cloud kill.
Second the conversation started, cloud kill just drops.
She clicks at the two brothers. You'll now know they're actually a set of triplets. One will walk over and heal the other and pick him up. Who raises his mace and he is hissed at and he puts it down. they thank you profusely and they tell you that if you're ever looking for a place of a place to hide or a place of safety once they reclaim their temple, you're welcome.
Okay.
So, who wants to go scare away some villagers? Pretend to be Wrath of God.
You will be trapped here for a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we called down how many lightning bolts per turn?
You're right.
We cast Angry God. I smite at thee.
Yeah.
The question is, doesn't Rabies have to stay with the boat?
No, that's what the crew's for.
He has a crew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're intelligent.
All right. And just going based on time, I believe, as you guys consider how you're going to truly fuck up whoever's taken their temple, I think it's time to end.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Mm-hmm.